With us, our political observer on a Friday morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
We turn to the developments overseas, where the Secretary of State, John Kerry, is in London today, Alan, to meet with Russian minister on Crimea. Then, of course, we see that the Russian troops have gathered along the Ukraine border in advance of this referendum on Sunday.
I do think that what Putin is saying is, I know how to play chess as well as anybody. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these people here. So you all know what the alternative is. You can let this thing go through, or I can go for the rest of it. I don't think he will. But one always has to remember that we are dealing with a KGB colonel right out of the Cold War and apparently enjoys this kind of cat and mouse stuff. So there's going to be a certain amount of eyeballing that goes on. The question is, are we still in the Cold War? I think the answer is we're not. There's too much interdependence. He can't afford to do it. But he did this, and it's possible that a man who is really not known to all of us will say, okay, I want to put the Russian Federation back together. I want it to have the prestige it did, and I'm going to just proceed the way that I've been going.
What's your sense of what might happen? Did you have any gut reaction to this?
I don't, because I don't know him well enough, David. Each of us understands that a man is made up in terms of his character, and clearly, his character is hidden from us. So do I think he would like to instill more pride in the Russian Federation? Yeah, I do, because we know he just spent billions on a silly bit of Olympics, which really did not get for him what he had thought. Maybe he thinks this is what'll do it.
Well, maybe former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown thinks the run for the New Hampshire Senate would be the answer for him.
Well, look, here's a guy who has name recognition, who is a Republican of the more moderate stripe. He goes across the border from Massachusetts, where he won, a Democratic state, to New Hampshire, which has real conservative roots. We'll have to watch the way in which he evolves, as Chuck Schumer once said about Kirsten Gillibrand. If he evolves to the right, which I suspect he will, then the question is, can he overcome the resentment that he's a carpetbagger? Look, lots of people have done it. Hillary Clinton did it. Other people did it. They did it well. On the other hand, the Senate is a very valuable prize, and we know that it is up for grabs right now. And there are many people who think that the Senate is going to go Republican, which is a real problem for the president. So then, does the president come in? Does he campaign for Jean Shaheen, who has done well in that seat, but who is a Democrat in what is a conservative state? I think Brown has a very good shot at it. I suspect that this woman, like the woman in Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, will beat him.